welcome back to the Plant Powered Podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Amber. Today I've got a very interesting and potentially controversial topic that I've just pulled from my YouTube video. So I'm meaning this in the best way possible, and I want to help everyone to find their individual balance. So let's get into it, and I hope you learn something and enjoy. Hello and welcome back to my channel. I'm Cassie Amber and I'm a plant-based holistic nutritionist, and today I'm going to have a little chat about why a predominantly plant-based diet may be the solution. So if you like nutrition chats and all things wellness and health, then don't forget to subscribe to this channel, like this video, and you can also head over to my Instagram at Cassie Amber, where I post daily content as well. So the idea of a predominantly plant-based diet basically started when I started my nutrition studies, and they stated that plant-based means animal products take up 10% or less of your diet. And I thought going into it that that would be a really good approach to have, because everyone is different. And personally, I like staying on that 90 to 95% kind of threshold, if that makes sense. So for my health, I've talked about this in the past, I feel better having fish, especially salmon, a couple of times a month. Usually it's around my cycle and my hormones just crave it, and also having eggs for my own chickens, but I won't buy them from the supermarket. So I found that balance works for me. It really, really helped clear up my brain fog, helped with concentration. So I was just felt so like washed out before, and like I couldn't even think or like focus on anything. Now I can just focus all day long, work on my business till the moment I go to sleep. And I felt like it's kind of brought the like color back into me. So I'm not saying at all that a vegan diet is not sustainable or not suitable for people, because I've got friends who are, and they've been doing it for years and they are perfectly healthy. But what I'm saying is that everyone has a different body and we absorb nutrients differently. Some people have food allergies and they can't quite go the whole way. Some people just, I don't know, everyone's different, so we've got to make it fit your needs. So I was worried, I've wanted to do this video for so long, and I was worried that I would get judged from vegans saying that I'm not trying hard enough, that I'm not strict enough, why am I promoting to eat animal products, even if it's only this tiny, tiny bit amount. But then I was thinking about it, and I got a degree in hotel management, and I worked in the industry for almost 2 years in a 5-star property, wearing a suit every day in a corporate office, and I quit my job to do nutrition so I can help people become plant-based. So I know in my heart that I'm doing more than enough, more than the average person, and I'm standing up for my beliefs, and I put free educational content on Instagram all the time, and I dedicate so much time and energy towards teaching people about this lifestyle. So don't come at me for thinking that, like, just for taking it in the wrong way, if that makes sense. Keep the comments a nice place. I'm here to help people. So what I mean by the solution is that I think a lot of people are scared to go vegan because it seems so hard. People are really, really scared of change, and they think, how would I overhaul my whole life, my whole pantry, my whole fridge? What do you even buy when you dine out? What do you even get from the groceries? Where do you even get your nutrients from? I don't know how to make that food taste nice. And it seems, I guess, for the average person, like such a big task, and they don't even know where to start. So they're just like, hell no, I'll just stick eating meat, eggs and dairy. So I think that my approach to it just makes it a little bit not so scary. And my whole approach to nutrition is just not stressful. Even like, I don't count my calories or macros. I just eat intuitively. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I can honestly say that. Because I just crave healthy food most of the time, then my physique just stays the way it is, if that makes sense. So the way I approach it, I've definitely learned for me that I feel better having salmon and eggs on occasion. It's not a lot, just every now and then dabbled into my diet that works for me. So that might work for the next person. I've also got a friend in New Zealand, and she told me the story when she went full vegan, and she just felt very depressed and like just couldn't focus on anything, came very anxious all the time and just quite sad for weeks and weeks. And then one night her partner brought her home some, I think the first time it happened, he brought her salmon and eggs, and she said it was completely fixed within a couple of hours after eating. And now when she has her time of month, her boyfriend brought her some lamb mince and she felt a lot better. So you can't say to those people, no, you're doing the wrong thing, because they're doing the right thing by their body and they are still making a huge difference overall and eat plant-based most of the time. So it's better than not trying at all, if that makes sense. So really tuning in with what your body's trying to tell you is key, and there's no judgment around that. And when I'm at the supermarket getting some extra bits and pieces, I only just found out that even the bread I'm having isn't vegan. It's even got egg in that. So I don't worry about things. It's the only gluten-free bread I like, but I don't worry about things in small amounts. And I think that's where the non-stressful part comes in. So I still eat both dairy and non-dairy chocolate because I like them. Depends on what I can get my hands on at the time. If I'm at the health store I work at, we've got dairy-free chocolate chips there, but that's an hour's drive away from where I live in this little town. And say if I needed to, when I had the food truck, if I had to bake something right there and then, there was no vegan chocolate in this town that I could even find. So there's a lot of different factors that contribute to it, but to me, I like both chocolates, so I eat either. If I'm dining out or if I'm in a social situation where other people have cooked, if there's a tiny bit of dairy, I don't worry. Like, I'll just fill my plate with heaps of salad, and say if they made a potato bake, I'll just have like two little mouthfuls or something just to try their food. Or if I'm at a restaurant, I don't mind if the dressing isn't vegan, as long as it's like a veggie burger kind of thing. So I think I have a very relaxed approach around it by not worrying about minute amounts. So that, I think, just makes it more achievable and less scary for the average person, or maybe people who are vegan and they have gotten the health checks done and they're doing everything they can, but they may still not be feeling 100% on that diet. So it's really about just making it work for you, listening to what your body craves, and then if you do feel like having something, just really be careful about the source and just eating plant-based as often as possible. If that's the best you can do, that is so amazing, to be honest. So I think that's pretty much all I had to say for this chat. I thought it would be a lot longer, but yeah, I want to make this like a positive place for everyone and accept people at all stages of the journey, whether they're just learning about it or whether they're halfway there and they're still trying to learn the ropes and stuff. And all of us are individuals, so I hope that you can appreciate that and take that on board. So I'll put a few links below of different things that I've made. I've got a free 7-day plant-based masterclass series, which is just a little email course. It tells you all things about where to get your different nutrients and tips on how to get started on plant-based eating, things that happen in the animal agriculture industry that you don't know about. I've also got a full Eat from the Earth meal guide. That's what I give my clients when we have nutrition consults. I just released my brand new ebook, Cassie's Kitchen Combos, which is just combinations of easy healthy food. It's all plant focused stuff. If it's got if you do want to eat meat, if it's got like a plant-based mock meat, you can just swap that for the real thing if that's what you prefer. It's totally customizable, and I love when you guys share your recipes or share your creations online and then tag me. I just love seeing what you make at home from my books. So I hope you like this video, and I'll see you for the next one.